Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. Amen. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Glory to God. It's Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Well, life truly began with Christ Jesus. For he rose again. He still lives. He showed himself alive. Amen. To his disciples. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking God for Pentecost Sunday. Thanking him for the Holy Spirit. Thanking him for Jesus and the blood that he shed for our sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are Ministries Without Walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophetess Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Can inbox her there and leave her a message. Also, just want to give you the ministries that are under her leadership. First, we have on Sunday the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is with Prophetic Corner, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is with the Truth. I, Minister Lane, is the host from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit. Glory to God. It's a 2-minute clip that will jump off your week with the Word. A word that will encourage you, a word that will build your faith, a word that will strengthen you. Glory to God. Moment in the Spirit is done by Minister Michelle. Amen. Glory to God. An offering of $25 if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit. You need to contact Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or contact her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao. And she will give you more information how to receive Moment in the Spirit. You can receive it through email or you can receive it through text. That is your choice. And also, when you receive the Moment in the Spirit, you will also be put on the prayer list. Amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with the president and the founder, Prophet Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao. Comes on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, on Friday, on first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call. There, we will have worship, praise, and a preach word. And it comes on at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number for the prayer line is 605-475-4000, access code #49460 #, and make sure you match the pound button. That's every first Friday of every month. The next one will be June the 5th, so you want to mark that on your calendar and lock it in your phone. Also, our last ministry, we have Without Walls Radio with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. Every Saturday. Want to be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. If you have any additional questions or information, you want to get connected, you need a mentor, Prophet Javon is a mentor, and she will help you and lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. She's a true prophet of God, a powerful woman of God. Amen. So you want to get connected. We encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. That is all of our announcements for today. Keep those in mind. Amen. And I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. The message will be coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we'll still be talking about by Moses' faith. And we're going to also go to the Old Testament as well. And you can be turning to that also, Exodus, the second chapter. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name, for you are so worthy of all our praises. Oh, God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another day, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for health and strength. We thank you for the food and the clothes that you have provided for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, for you are worthy of all our praises, oh God. Oh God, we bless your holy name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you for the blood of Lamb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you for the word. We praise you for the cross. We praise you for Jesus. Glory to God. We praise your holy name, oh Father, for you are worthy of all our praises. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for all of them behind prison bars, oh Father. We pray for the needy, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort. We pray that you will supply. Oh, God, we pray that you would meet them wherever they are right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now for a lost soul, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we just pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus while they yet have time. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus they will make a choice, glory to God, to come out of sin and choose this day to live for the Lord. Oh, Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise for this soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we turn this message back over to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, let the Holy Spirit speak. Oh, God, like never before, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Don't let them look at me, oh, God, but hear the voice of truth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for healing somebody's mind, God, delivering somebody, oh, God, out of darkness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for healing somebody's body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You are able and you are a healer, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it even now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Will meet the needs of every person that's under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That I'm life for no good thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you're worthy of all our praises, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify your holy name. We lift your name up on high. In Jesus' name, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. He's so worthy. So worthy of all our praise. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He's worthy of all our praises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And I am going to read verse 1 because it gives of a biblical definition of what faith is. And the word of God reads, that's Hebrews 11, verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we got to have faith when we cannot see it. We got to believe when we cannot see it. Glory to God. And if you will go over to the verse Here we go. Verse number 24 in the same chapter, Hebrews 11, our key scriptures are verses 24 through 26. And the word of God reads, by faith Moses, when he was 20 years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the award. Amen. Glory to God. For a few minutes, if you allow me to, let's go to the Old Testament, because the Old Testament tells us about the choices. We're going to talk today about Moses' faith, but we're going to also talk about the choices that Moses made. Hallelujah. I am in the second chapter, glory to God, in Exodus, chapter 11, and the word of God reads, and it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out into his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian fighting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strolled together and said to him that did the wrong, that was a choice, thy fellow. And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Amen. These scriptures right here shows us the choice that Moses had made. Glory to God. By faith, we talked last week about faith, how Moses had refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he refused it and rather to suffer affliction, glory to God, than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season or for a moment. That was a choice of Moses. That was the second choice of Moses. The first choice that Moses made here in the scripture says to us that Moses stepped out of time when he made the choice to kill the Egyptian. And his choice that he made, glory to God, caused him to flee the land, glory to God, the land of Egypt, glory to God. It was a choice that he made. Oftentimes in our lives, we all have choices. And every choice that we make, it has a result. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, Moses was called, chosen by God to deliver the people of God out of bondage. But Moses made a decision, glory to God. He made a choice to kill the Egyptian, hallelujah to Jesus, that caused him 40 years in the wilderness. Glory to God. It's more of a setback, because maybe Moses had never made the choice, glory to God, if he had never took it all to himself in his own time and in his own mind, in his own flesh, glory to God, to kill the Egyptian, glory to God, the people of God may have been delivered, glory to God. Moses made a wrong choice, glory to God, but God has a way of turning around, glory to God, the wrong choices that we make in life, oh God, to benefit us, glory to God, as he did with Moses. He still used Moses, glory to God, even though Moses had made his choice and moved out of the timing of God, never move out of the timing of God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, wait, oh God, hallelujah, for your ministry. Glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Moses made the choice, and he was in the wilderness for 40 years because of his choice. But the Bible tells us in the scriptures, glory to God, that while Moses was down in the valley, glory to God, God Almighty, he was down in the valley, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, when he heard the Lord God speak unto him and said, Moses, 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 glory to God. God was calling him. God had chose him to do a great work. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now it was time. Hallelujah. When he killed the Egyptians, it was not time. Glory to God. He moved out of time. He was ready for himself, but he wasn't ready to, he did not take the time to wait on God to get him ready, because in the wilderness is where God gets you ready for the work that he has chosen you to do. You have a choice in what you do for God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Just don't move before your time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God spoke unto Moses, and God had chosen him to be the deliverer of the people. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. As we read in Hebrews, it talks about his faith and how his faith helped in his choices. See, Moses, even though he made a wrong choice, glory to God, he made a choice when he was in the palace to come out of the palace and to be with his people and to suffer with his people. Glory to God. That was a choice of Moses. Just as we today, we have a free will to make a choice. We have a free will to choose to live for Jesus. We have a free will, glory to God, to change our life around and repent of our sins. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I know many people don't like to hear you talk about sin. They don't want to hear you talk about repentance. But the only way you're going to get saved for real is somebody tell you about sin. Somebody tell you about the love of Jesus. Somebody tell you you got to come out of sin. You got to refuse it. You got to give it up. You got to make a choice for the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to change your world. You got to change everything around you in your world. You got to make a change for the Lord. Glory to God. You got to refuse the thing. You got to make a choice. You got to make a change for God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God, because it's your choice. Everything we do, we have a choice. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And the choices that we make, glory to God, has a consequence, whatever it is, whether it's a good decision or whether it was a bad decision. Moses made a decision when he killed the Egyptian. That was a choice. He didn't have to do that. Glory to God. He didn't have to do that, because he really was in a position, glory to God, that if he hadn't had to go through the wilderness, if he hadn't made that choice, he may not have had to go through the wilderness for the 40 years, and the people might have been delivered 40 years earlier. Glory to God. But it was his choice. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Moses' choice by faith was to refuse the things of the world. He refused the pleasures of the world. He refused it. Glory to God. He made a choice that day that I am going to do the work. I am going to suffer affliction and persecution along with my people. I'm going to give this all up. It's my choice. It's your choice. You have to choose who you're going to serve. You got to choose whether you're going to serve God or you're going to serve Satan. But you can't have two masters. You can only serve one. You can only love one. Glory to God. Moses refused to give up everything that came with the palace by choice. Glory to God. God did not force that upon him. Glory to God. Nor will he force salvation upon you. Glory to God. You have to make the choice to serve him. You have to call on his name. It's you that has to make the choice. No one can do it. You are the only one that can do it. Glory to God. It's only you. Glory to God. Nobody can do it for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Other times in our lives, we make choices surrounded by pride, surrounded by money, surrounded by the things of the world that we don't want to let go, that don't have any material value. Glory to God. The Bible says that Moses gave up the treasures of Egypt. Are you willing to give up the treasures of the world to live for Jesus? Are you willing to change your life by your choice? By your choice. Or will you be like the rich young ruler? Glory to God. Who? Jesus? In other words, how can I be saved? How can I have this? And Jesus said unto him, glory to God, prayer first, glory to God, you got to sell everything you got. You got to give up that money. You're going to have to give up all the riches of the world and then follow me. Good God Almighty. And the Bible says, drop his head. How many people are dropping their heads? How many people are refusing the way of the Lord? How many people are making choices to serve the world? To serve Satan. You can only serve one. You can only serve one. Glory to God. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. With your soul rest. But it's your choice with your own soul. Don't value the things of the world and not value the things of God that are eternal. Don't let your soul be lost. Good. It will be nobody's fault but your own. Because God has made a way through his son Jesus that all might be saved, healed, and delivered, set free, and saved. Glory to God. For he sent his only son in the world to die for our sin. He shed in his blood. Glory to God. It was a choice, even for Jesus. It was a choice for God to send his only son to die for us. Jesus died for our sin by his choice. Glory to God. That we can be reconciled back to God. Because sin killeth the soul of man. Sin separates man from God. God never intended for it to be that way, glory to God. But made a choice, glory to God, to lay down his life for the world. Glory to God. No greater love than the love of God for mankind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he loved you so much. He made a choice. He wanted you to be saved. He don't want you to die in your sleep. But if you don't choose it, God, you have to choose him for your soul salvation. Glory to God. Glory to God. The choice is yours. As it was by moon. Faith. So shall it be by your faith. Because it's by faith and grace that one is saved. Glory to God. When we were yet set up, he set forth his son. He manifested his son by choice. Glory to God. Jesus chose to carry the cross. He chose to go through all the suffering. And the affliction and the shame. Your sins and my sins. Your children's sins. Your grandchildren's sins. Your future sins. Your tablet. Jesus made a choice to lay down his life for the world. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is your choice? Glory to God. What is your choice today? Will you come to Jesus? You get to come as you are, but you don't get to stay as you are because the word of God will clear you up into the man or woman of God that he has called you to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Choose this day whom you will serve. Refuse the devil away. Refuse it. Glory to God. Refuse his way. It's only as Moses refused sin, the pleasure of sin. He refused it. Will you refuse it today? Will you refuse sin today? Will you change your life for the Lord? Glory to God. He's able to heal you and deliver you and set you free. Glory to God. But you must make a choice. It's your choice. It's no one's choice but yours. Well, you say, I done did a lot of things. I've done this and I've done that. I'm not living right. My life is unholy. I'm living in sin. God sent his son because he loved you. God sent Jesus that all might be saved. He knows, he sees, and he forgives. For the Bible says all sin and fell short of the glory of God. But because of his grace and because of his love and his mercy, we can be saved. It was through the blood of Jesus, the shedding of his blood, that one might be saved. Jesus died for the world that all might be healed and saved and delivered. That's why he came. That's why he came in the flesh. Glory to God. To save us. Glory to God. But we have to make a choice. It's not a thing that we may not even understand. Many of us don't understand the love of God, how he loved us that much. Glory to God. But the Bible said he loved us just that much, that he wanted none to perish. He wanted all of us to be saved. But we have to make a choice. Today is a good day to make a choice and to change your life around for the Lord. You know, Moses could have been the prince of Egypt. He could have been over the land. He could have had all the things that being a prince of Egypt would bring forth. But he chose the better thing. He chose the things of God. Glory to God. Make a choice today. Listen to the small voice that is speaking to you, the voice of truth. Glory to God. He loves you. He wants to save you, but you must make the choice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know him, today is the day that you need to make the choice. Today is the day that you need to turn your life around. Today is the day that you need to call on his name and ask him, say, Lord Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Wash me with your blood. I confess all of my sins. I renounce them all. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, on this journey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, begin to develop your relationship with Christ. Leave me a message on Facebook.
if you have given your life to Christ, amen. Or you can leave a message or inbox Prophet Jabbar, my leader, as well. Glory to God. So that we can pray with you and help you on this Christian journey. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Make that choice if you're not saved. Glory to God. Choose to live for Jesus. Get your life right, for the Son of Man is soon to return. So bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio.